The USDA has just awarded funds to encourage public access to private lands. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
It's incumbent on people to know where they're hunting and understanding that private land is private, and they should have no assumption that they should be able to hunt there or that they can hunt there. So it's incumbent on the hunters to track down those private landowners, to treat them with respect, and when they get the opportunity to hunt on private land, to really establish a relationship there and have the highest manners and the highest ethics on that private land.
Those important words coming from Fish and Game official Roger Phillips, made particularly pertinent given the very recent announcement by the USDA saying that it is awarding almost $49 million to help state and tribal governments encourage private landowners to allow public access to their land for hunting, fishing, and other wildlife-dependent recreation. This year, 27 recipients in 27 states will receive awards through the Natural Resources Conservation Service's Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program. A majority of the funded projects expand public access programs, increasing the number of private land acres available to the public for recreation. Awardees may use up to 25% of their award funding to create, restore, or enhance wildlife habitat on private lands opened for public access. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.